good in Chodesh. Couple days late, but better late than never. The beginning of Chodesh Nisan, Chodesh Aviv. Here in Eretz Yisrael, sun is starting to shine, getting a little bit warmer, and it's the time of year that conjures up images of spring fever, feeling energetic for the spring, and of course, Zman Chirusenu. The last number of years, this period of time has also conjured up a number of other images for me personally. Last couple of years, during Bein HaZmanim, I've had the opportunity to spend some time learning a sefer which really talks to me, a special place in my heart. And that's a sefer Rina Shel Torah, the Netziv's Pirush on Shir HaShirim. For most of us, the Netziv brings to mind fact that he was the last Rosh Yeshiva of Volozhin, had the unfortunate task of having to lock the doors for the final time on the great Yeshiva of Volozhin. And if we know a little more, that it was a task which absolutely broke his heart. Later during his travels, he was nifter. That's one picture that we have of the Netziv. In terms of his learning, primarily we think of the Hamak Shaila, his approach to halacha, which involved not only the sugyas and shas, but going thoroughly through every single source in Torah Shebaal Peh, through the Mishnayos and the Brises and the Midrashei Halacha, and putting together a big picture, the absolutely total command of all of the aspects of the sugya. And maybe closer l'inyanenu, the Netziv wrote a small sefer, Sher Yisrael, about anti-Semitism. And famously, his Pirush on Chumash, the HaMikdavar, where the Netziv spells out his Hashkafas HaTorah, how he looked at life. But in Yena Shel Torah, we get another picture of the Netziv. Yena Shel Torah, the Netziv's Pirush on Shir HaShirim, he reveals to us his, I have no other way of saying it, his absolutely poetic soul. You can almost get drunk from the enthusiasm that comes from the sefer. His absolute total command of Midrashei Chazal and Kol HaTorah Kula, seeing deep ideas in the psukim of Shir HaShirim, at least for me, is a it's a highlight and experience that I look forward to every year. And so when I was asked to share a couple words with the Olam, as much as I could, during this tekufa, which calls for enthusiasm, so that's what came to my mind. Why not make everybody else part of the experience too? To really get the Netziv, you've just got to go through it inside. You won't be able to go through word by word. But Be'ezras Hashem, and also with the help of the Netziv, and of course with the help of Shlomo HaMelech, Psukim of Shir HaShirim, I hope that during these short pieces, which I intend to do somewhat regularly during this tekufa, we can build towards the Chodesh Aviv, that great time of freedom and enthusiasm, spring fever, and share a little bit of the enthusiasm that comes from this sefer. Smile together, feel energetic together, and Be'ezras Hashem, it should help us move towards Chag HaPesach, the Chodesh HaAviv, and Zman Cheruseinu. Before the Netziv goes into Shir HaShirim, in his Psicha, he begins by juxtaposing Shir HaShirim and Shlomo HaMelech's role in writing Shir HaShirim to another Megillah, Koheles, which we read on Sukkot every year. The Pasuk in Zechariah says, V'hoya kol ha-noisar mikol ha-goyim ha-boyim al Yerushalayim. It's talking about Yemaisa Mashiach, La'asid Lovai. All of the goyim that will be left over from those that come to attack Yerushalayim. V'olu midei shona b'shona li'ishtachavais l'melech Hashem Tzavakais. They're going to come every year to bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lochoig es Chag HaSukkos, and to celebrate in the Beis HaMikdash Chag HaSukkos. V'hoya asher lo ya'ale me'es mishpachos ha'aretz. Those goyim who do not come to celebrate in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos, el Yerushalayim, l'shtachavos l'melech Hashem Tzavakos, v'lo ya'aleim yeh hageshem. It's not going to rain for them. They're not going to have parnasa. The pasuk in Zechariah says that at the times of Mashiach, la'asid lavai, when the goyim want parnasa, what they're going to have to do, aside from working hard, is come to the Beis HaMikdash during Chag HaSukkos. The Netziv says that it's not really just at the time of Yemais HaMashiach. Actually, at the times when we had the Beis HaMikdash, it was the same. And the goyim, when they wanted parnasa, they would come during Sukkos, and they would be yomed al karbaneim. The parei achag were for the goyim, and they would stand there, and they would be inspired. And because of that, it would rain, or figuratively, they would have good parnasa. They would be able to make a lot of money because of the fact that they came and they were inspired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zok the Netziv, and this is why we read, and why Shlomo HaMelech said Koheles, gave over Koheles on Sukkos every year. The Shlomo HaMelech Omar Sefer Koheles b'Chag HaSukkos. Shlomo HaMelech said Sefer Koheles during the Chag HaSukkos, Ba'asher Oz Hayu Nikolim Gam Chach Me'Umais, because during that time, all of the goyim, as well as the chachmei ha'umais, the wise men of the nations, were there. Shenishlechu lamed al karbonis parei achag shohayu b'shvil yiridas hageshem lo'olam. V'alkein, and therefore, since Shlomo had a ready audience with all the goyim, he gave over Koheles. Hayu Shlomo ha'melech mechiach b'chakira musaris hamuvon gam lechachmei tevel. Shlomo HaMelech would give over Koheles, which had a Musar message. It had a message of morals that even speaks to Goyim. Ki zeh te'udas ha'adam, that this is the purpose of mankind. Lira mifnei Hashem, to have Yiras Shemayim, to realize that there's a God in the world, belishmar mutzvaiso, and to do what he commands. And Shlomo HaMelech basically says in Koheles, go through everything philosophically. Go through everything and you're going to realize, Soiv Dover, Hakol Nishma, Eser Lekim Yira, Bias Mitzvah, Eser Shemar, Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam. It doesn't make sense that there's any other purpose in the world other than to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. And this is a message which he gives over to the Goyim on Chag HaSukkos, because it even speaks to them. But then the Netziv goes on and he says that if you look, the last couple psukim, Koheles, before it gets to the Seif Dover, Shlomo HaMelech shares with us that there's another Bechina. There's another level of attaching to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is special and only is relevant to Klal Yisrael, not to the Ummah Yisraelim. And it's going to be this special Bechina that the Shir HaShirim really launches from. But we even see it at the end of Koheles. It's only Shaykh to us. And with it, says Shlomo HaMelech, We don't even need to come on to the philosophical ideas that come across in Kehelas, because the message that we have in those three psukim and in Shir HaShirim is such an uplifting message that we're beyond philosophy, we're beyond rational proof. And this is what the Chag Ha'as and Chag Ha'aviv, this is what the Chag of Cheruseinu is all about. And this is why we lain Shir HaShirim during Pesach. What is this idea, and what are we to learn from it? It's been at the Kufa, being trapped in our doors, where we're all waiting for freedom. And it's almost natural, people talking about Mashiach this way, that way, we should, we shouldn't. But one interesting question has been posed numerous times. And that is that, what are we looking forward to? So Mashiach comes, and then what? So the answer is obvious, that it's a time of Avodas Hashem. It's a time that we're going to be able to sit and learn all day. It's a time that we're not going to have any other distractions. No Shibud Malchias. And then the question gets asked, but what if that doesn't talk to me? What if my whole life is about going out to work and doing a good job and making a living and getting myself a nice car and a nice house? It's all well and good, but if that's where I am, so how does Mashiach talk to me? How am I going to adjust? The answer, if we think about it, not really that difficult. Just have to ponder and think, what is it that pushes us in life to be successful on any level? Why does a person want to go out and be successful at earning a livelihood, having a nice house, having nice cars? And the answer is that every person is built with a drive, a natural drive, to make himself into something more. He's always looking for something bigger, for something better. Right now, it's not so clear to us as to what that thing is. But in a world where everything is mala aretz deya, where everything is totally clear, and there's not going to be any confusion anymore, we'll realize that the biggest, the best, the only thing that's truly meaningful is being connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing what he wants us to do, feeling absolutely connected with him. And that's what's going to happen at the end of time. And that is really what Shlomo HaMelech says, is a message that comes through in Shir HaShirim, not only Be'ezus Hashem, when you have a Mashiach, but at all time, any time, we just sit down and we open up a sefer. Connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a universal level happens at the time of Mashiach. But Shlomo HaMelech and the Nitziv explaining Shlomo HaMelech in Kehelas says that to any Jew, when you open up a sefer, you open up a Gemara, and you come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly through the Chochmas HaTorah, you can enjoy that connection any day, any time, any hour of the year. And he says very clearly here that Shlomo HaMelech in those psukim says that begadlus haTorah haksuva, that through the greatness of the written Torah, v'hamisera lachachmei haTorah, and through the Torah shebaal peh, that's given over to the chachmei haTorah, Somebody who's zeicha to know how to think in the proper way, think and learning. He knows how to learn. Shuv einay tzarech lahasig yiras Hashem ayidei chakiras philosophios. He doesn't have to obtain yiras Hashem through any kind of philosophical proofs. Ki hamor sheba'a mevi lidei yiras Hashem yoser mikol musari sichlias. The light that he enjoys just from sitting and learning Torah attaches him to Hashem more than any other philosophical proofs. That's what happens when a person sits down and learns a piece of Gemara, and that is what happens when a person is in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The light, the attachment that he has of being together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in and of itself is something which makes it irrelevant. He doesn't have to have proofs anymore. In the earlier years of the Kirov movement, there was allegedly a great debate as to what's the most effective way in Kirov. Do you start by proving to people Torah Misinai, proof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, or do you work with a chant on Shabbos, or do you sit them down in front of a blot Gemara? This one had this nuance, the other one had the other nuance. But the truth of the matter is that say it's a machlokes, really just a machlokes in nuance. Question is how fast or how strongly can you push somebody to get in front of that blot Gemara? But once he's in front of that blot Gemara, so then all will agree. There is no greater experience than that in coming face to face and coming in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the beginning of what we call Avas Hashem, true love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, true connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that very much is the theme of Shir HaShirim. Koheles was the time of Sukkos, when all the goyim were in the base of Mikdash. All of the goyim stood there, and Shlomo HaMelech, so to speak, gave a lecture to the goyim, the Chachmei Umais, proving to them philosophically that it does not make any sense that this world is about anything other than Es Elokim Yira, Es Mitzvos of Shemor. But when we get to Shir HaShirim, Shir HaShirim is the springtime. Shir HaShirim is the inspiration. Shir HaShirim is the light of Torah. Shir HaShirim is Avas Hashem. Shir HaShirim is just being in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that you don't need any philosophical proofs whatsoever. That's the beginning of what the Netziv says here in the Psicha. And Be'ezus Hashem, next time we continue by talking about what Shir HaShirim itself really has to offer as we march closer and closer during the Chodesh HaAviv to Zman Chirusenu. Have a great day.